Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Extension Report. And with us today is Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production Farm Management Agent. Ryan, first of all, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year's to you as well, Gary.
Today, you've got something that you want to talk about in terms of what may be affecting our wheat crop. Is that right?
Yeah. In recent years, we are starting to see sulfur deficiencies show up in wheat. This is becoming more and more common across the state of Kansas, and particularly in wheat that would be no-tilled. The likely reasons, we're losing a lot of the sulfur out of the air, low sulfur diesel fuels, so we just don't have a whole lot of sulfur in the air getting that cleaned up. But then also cooler soil temperatures as a result of the no-tilling actually slows down the sulfur mineralization in the soils. I say all that, but also some of our crops in the rotation, especially like soybeans, can be significant users of sulfur, leading that next crop to be have deficient soils. You know, this is not something historically we've had to deal with. Generally speaking, this was found kind of in the central part of the state, maybe, where there would be a little bit sandier soils and we'd see a little bit more leaching. So sulfur being very mobile in that soil profile, kind of similar to nitrogen, would go ahead and leach out of those sandier soils. But we're starting to see it now show up in these finer textured, some of our heavier soils. So what does sulfur deficiency look like in our wheat crop? The wheat's going to look yellow, stunted, and going to be kind of observed in patches across the field. It's not going to be just probably the whole field. It's going to be just kind of patchy, and especially in areas where we might have had soil erosion or some kind of soil movement. So think like if you have a hilltop in that crop field where you might have had some water running off due to last spring's heavy rains, maybe because of last spring we had to rebuild some terraces, so we had to steal some dirt from other areas. Those are going to be the areas where I think we'll start to see sulfur deficiency. Sulfur deficiency can resemble nitrogen deficiency as well. So how do we tell between the two? Nitrogen deficiency is going to show up on the older leaves. It's going to show the yellowing there, the firing on those older leaves. Sulfur deficiency is just totally different. It's going to show those same symptoms, but on the newest leaves or the uppermost part of those leaves. Eventually, if we don't address this issue, that whole plant could turn yellow. The early symptoms are going to show up on the uppermost part of the plant. Eventually, that whole plant could start to turn a yellow or a pale color. Some other symptoms would be, like I said, stunted, just thin-stemmed. Poor tillering is a kind of a sign of some sulfur deficiencies. Spindly plants. But because it's stunted, we're going to push back harvest a little bit. Just that maturity date and that drying down is going to be affected. But then also, we're going to have to deal with more weed pressure in those areas as well, because if we've got poor tillering, something's always going to grow. So our winter annual weeds are really going to start to take a foothold in those areas. So just some things that we're going to have to deal with. A lot of the producers, especially in the northeast part of the state, and north central part of the state, I should say, are, instead of waiting on these symptoms to appear, they're starting to address the issue before they have that issue, okay? So they're starting to put out sulfur every year on these wheat crops just to keep it from reducing yield. So you can put sulfur on, you know, 10 pounds of the acre on typically is sufficient. And there's dry formulations, liquid formulations, so you could add that to the mix if you're going to top dress your wheat in the spring. K-State can do a soil test for sulfur. The issue, since sulfur is so mobile in that soil profile, you got to go down 24 inches to look for it. I have a few different problems with that. One, 24 inches is a long ways down. There's not a whole lot of our fields that maybe you could go 24 inches down without hitting rock. The second issue, most of the time, sulfur deficiency in our wheat crop is going to show up shortly after the crop starts to green up in the spring. That means those roots are still fairly shallow, and they're not going to be down 24 inches. Does it make sense to test for sulfur? I mean, I guess we can. If you're going to just be doing a soil test anyways, we can go down and do a special test for sulfur. But honestly, better idea probably go ahead and just add that to the mix and go ahead and fertilize for sulfur. If you guys have any questions regarding sulfur, regarding wheat in general, you guys can always give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Okay, Ryan, thanks a lot. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.